The hand of the invisible. With a feeling of wild joy, I returned from the Northern Railway Station, where I had said goodbye to my wife. She was going to our child, who was ill in a distant place. The sacrifice of my heart was then fulfilled. Her last words, "When shall we meet again?" and my answer, "Soon," echoed in my ears, like falsehoods which one is unwilling to confess. A foreboding said to me, "Never." And as a matter of fact, these parting words which we exchanged in November 1894 were our last, for to this present time, May 1897, I have not seen my dear wife again. As I entered the Café de la Régence, I placed myself at the table where I used to sit with my wife, my beautiful jailkeeper, who watched my soul day and night, guessed my secret thoughts, marked the course of my ideas, and was jealous of my investigations into the unknown. My newly won freedom gave me a feeling of expansion and elevation above the petty cares of life in the great capital. In this arena of intellectual warfare, I had just gained a victory which, although worthless in itself, signified a great deal to me. It was the fulfillment of a youthful dream which all my countrymen had dreamed, but which had been realized by me alone, to have a play of one's own performed in a Paris theater. Now the theater repelled me as everything does when one has reached it, and science attracted me. Obliged to choose between love and knowledge, I had decided to strive for the highest knowledge. And as I myself sacrificed my love, I forgot the other innocent sacrifice to my ambition or my mission.